The internet has made us smarter but less moral. That's the major takeaway from a new study released by the Pew Research Center that recorded attitudes people hold about the web in the developing world. According to the study, a median of 64% in 32 emerging and developing nations believe the web has had a positive effect on education, but only 29% believe it's had a positive effect on morality. The catch, of course, is that most respondents involved in the study aren't regular internet users themselves. But it's hard to imagine that the results would be grossly different if they were. It's difficult to believe, for example, that regular internet users, which is to say almost everyone reading this magazine, would uniformly defend the moral fiber of an entity that has us hunched over day in, day out, hate reading the status updates of people we hardly know, and shamefully seeking out nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence. No one with half a brain can contest that the World Wide Web has made us more efficient and better connected, but has it made us better people? Monica Lewinsky, otherwise known as That Woman of the 90s, would argue that it has not. The disgraced former White House intern whose sexual relationship with former U.S. President Bill Clinton launched her to international notoriety gave an impassioned speech about the deleterious effects of online culture at a TED conference in Vancouver last week. Lewinsky, now 41, she was 22 when her relationship with Clinton was made public, listed as a disclaimer all of the internet's positives, its role as enabler of political revolution and unifier of loved ones living far apart. But she made crystal clear, above all, the web's outsized ability to cause harm. In 1998, she said, after having been swept up into an improbable romance, I was then swept up into a political, legal, media maelstrom we had never seen before. Lewinsky described herself as patient zero of losing a personal reputation on the global scale almost instantaneously. And then she said this, the crux of her speech. Fast forward to 2010, and now social media has been born. The landscape has sadly become much more populated with instances like mine. The darkness, cyberbullying, and slut-shaming I experienced had mushroomed. 2010 was the year gay American teenager Tyler Clementi killed himself after his college roommate surreptitiously filmed him getting intimate with another man. Lewinsky pointed to this event and others as proof that our impulse to shame online has reached new and terrifying heights. There is something uniquely awkward and disingenuous about an adult woman likening her clandestine affair gone horribly wrong to the suicides of gay youth, but Lewinsky's heart is in the right place. The thesis of her talk is, after all, that we should all be kinder to one another, that we should care not only about our rights to freedom of speech, but about our responsibility to freedom of speech. The great irony, though, about this call to compassion in a modern digital age is that it is precisely the modern internet Lewinsky disparages that might have spared her the cataclysmic shame she endured in the 90s. The internet, still a bedrock of trolls, revenge porn, and email scams, may not be an overwhelmingly moral place, but it is a rapidly evolving one, and the impulse to shame a gay teen or a woman whose biggest mistake was going down on a powerful guy doesn't go unchallenged in the year 2015, because the impulse to shame online today is met in full force with something that didn't exist en masse in 1998, the counter-shame. When American conservative pundit Rush Limbaugh called women's rights activist Sandra Fluke a slut for demanding wider birth control coverage in the United States in 2012, and in 2014, when a slew of nude photos were stolen from the private possession of a large number of female celebrities and leaked online, the web was alight with fervent defenses on social media of the women wronged. These are only two examples. Thousands more exist at any given moment every day, because when online social justice movements, feminist movements in particular, aren't wasting their time reprimanding men for sitting wide-legged on the subway or trying to ban Robin Thicke songs from university pubs, they do a fantastic job of sticking up for their own. New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd receives far more flack for her 90s columns about Monica Lewinsky today than she did when they were first published. This is not to say that slut-shaming online isn't as prevalent now as it was in the 90s. Emerging technology ensures that the weapons we use to shame one another are stronger than ever. but it has also increased the strength of a major antidote to that shame, online grassroots activism. Lewinsky, unfortunately, is the product of what may be, gossip-wise, the cruelest period on the face of the earth, a time before the counter-shame of social justice social media. She has said on a number of occasions that if she could, she would take back her mistake in a heartbeat. But perhaps the second best option to never making that mistake at all would be to save it, to make it today, with resounding support from the virtual sisterhood.